A company specialising in decarbonisation wants to build a facility to suck millions of tonnes of climate pollution out of the air by 2030. Skeptics, though, say it's prohibitively expensive and that we need instead to stop polluting in the first place. Here's our climate reporter, Hamish Cardwell.
Direct air capture technology is in its infancy, but it's gaining momentum. Capture 6 co-founder Luke Shores says his firm has developed a simple, scalable model and that New Zealand could play a cutting-edge role in the industry.
What's novel is not the equipment itself, it's the sequence of equipment that's used to capture carbon. And so that's why we're really confident in the approach, is because this technology is used in all sorts of industries.
The technology uses seawater and renewable energy to suck CO2 from the air and turn it into chalk. Aotearoa emits about 80 million tonnes of greenhouse gases each year. Luke Shores says their method could remove about a million tonnes of CO2 a year, a scale which puts it at the front of the pack internationally. But for now, he's aiming to get a smaller 50,000-tonne facility up and running in Aotearoa sometime next year. He wants to scale up to 5 million tonnes a year by 2030.
And in New Zealand, my goal would be, you know, to show the government and the country at large that it is possible to do this, and then hope that that gets brought into, you know, the climate approach generally.
But other huge questions remain for projects like this in New Zealand. Resource management hurdles, getting independent verification, and that removal isn't covered by domestic and international emissions trading schemes. The technology remains incredibly expensive, with only about 20 projects operating around the world, removing only small amounts of emissions. Climate scientist and IPCC Bureau member Andy Reisinger says the attitude towards the technology has been shifting. He says as long as it's not used as a substitute for reducing gross emissions, then it is a legitimate part of climate action.
But in principle, should we be looking at this? Absolutely. Why wouldn't we, as an addition to efforts to reduce our actual gross emissions and to provide a service globally?
Jonathan Young from Energy Innovation and Technology Centre Araake says there is cutting-edge removal research underway in a number of New Zealand universities. That includes at Waikato University, where rocks are being ground as an experiment in large-scale carbon dioxide capture.
They're going to be essentially spreading that onto paddocks so it will become part of the soil. So MIT in the States have been doing this. They say there's actually potential to store billions of tonnes of CO2 in this manner.
Jonathan Young, who is the former National Party energy spokesperson, says a direct capture facility takes up about 100 times less space than a forest to remove the same amount of CO2. But Cindy Baxter from Coal Action Network is deeply sceptical.
The problem with these sort of technologies is that they're usually jumped on by big polluters who want to keep emitting and think they can use this to offset their emissions.
Cindy Baxter says it makes far more sense to stop polluting the atmosphere in the first place.